Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
We used it for a roofies review or the start of the program.
We did have it, didn't we? Yeah,
many moons ago. God, that was when we was extremely young, Mr. Woodgate. Hello, folks. Welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Another 60 minutes. No, Mrs. R. She's still making her way back from New Zealand. And thank you very much to the correspondent about the New Zealander phrases we're going to try and test her with next time.
Good stuff.
So anyway, I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
Welcome to our programme. Thank you so much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. We've got our lyrical challenge this week. Is it an easy one, do you think?
I think it's a very easy one this week, yes.
And our two at 22?
Our two at 22 come from Back to the Future.
Ah, so do we hear it before we get there or when it... No, I suppose it just happens in real time, doesn't it?
You can ask me afterwards beforehand.
That's the one I'm looking for. Thank you.
Look at these trophies, see how my trophies gleam in the sunlight, see how they shine. What do you think it took to become English hammer-throwing champion? 1969, do you think in that moment when my big moment came that I treated the rules with casual disdain? Well, like hell. As I stepped up to the circle, did I change my plan? What? As I chalked up my palms, did I wave my hands? I did not. As I started my spin, did I look at the view? Did I drift off and dream for a minute or two? Do you think I faltered or amended my rotation? Do you think I altered my intended elevation? As the hammer took off, did I change my grunt? From the grunt I had practiced for many a month. Not a jot, not a dot, did I stray from the plot? Not a detail of my throw was adjusted or forgotten. Not even when the hammer left my hands and sailed up above the stands, did I let myself go? No, 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 no. If you want to throw the hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time. And if you want to make the team, you don't need happiness or self-esteem. You just need to keep your feet inside the line. Sing, children. 2, 3, 4.
If you want to throw the hammer
for your country,
and the arson, yes, McGeaton,
you have to stay inside the circle all the time. And if you want to teach success, you don't use sympathy or tenderness. You have to force the little squits to toe the line. Sing, Jenny! 2, 3, 4!
If you want to throw a hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time.
I apply just one simple rule to hammer frame life and school. Life's a ball, so learn to throw it. Find the belly line and tear it. And always keep your feet inside the line. Now get out.
It's time for this week's lyrical challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Oh, yes, it is. So I'm going to give you a line from a song, and all you've got to do is identify the song and the show it comes from. I think I'm being particularly kind this week.
You are very kind.
I think, yes, I'll try and sort of break up the intonation a bit so it doesn't sound quite as easy as if you... Well, you probably get it anyway.
Go on then.
Here we go. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so, the best that I can do is pray.
That is so good. One more time, please.
The thing is, I keep wanting to sing it.
No, you do. I can see it. I can see it. And I've got the tune in my head, and I'm thinking, yes, the next bit. Go on then.
You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so, the best that I can do is pray.
That's it. If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com. The next song is Greased Lightning. Yeah, that's what we're going to play next.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in the stage production of Grease?
I have indeed.
Did you? What did you play?
I was a merely ensemble.
Ah.
Yes.
I see. Because I always wanted to play the, is it the news announcer or the guy that does all the bits on the radio?
Yeah. Well, we had the guy doing the radio announcements with a quartet backing singers close harmony, and I was one of the close harmony singers in the back.
Very good. Anyway,
it was good.
Give you a chance to listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Greased Lightning! I have me overhead lifters and four-barrel quads, oh yeah. A fuel injection cut off and chrome-plated rods, oh yeah. With the 4 feet on the floor, they'll be waiting at the door. You know that ain't probably getting much. The cream, Grease Lightning. I have me purple French taillights, 30 inch fins. Oh, yeah. Call them in a dashboard and do them up their twins. Oh, yeah. With the piercing plugs and shocks, I can get off my rocks. You know that I ain't bragging, she's a real dragon wagon. Grease Lightning.
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Bloody Mary is the girl I love. Bloody Mary is the girl I love. Bloody Mary is the girl I love. Now ain't that too damn bad? Her skin is tender.
tender as DiMaggio's glove. Her skin is tender as DiMaggio's glove. Her skin is tender as DiMaggio's glove. Now ain't that too damn bad? Bloody Mary's chewing beetle nuts. She is always chewing beetle nuts. Bloody Mary's chewing beetle nuts, and she don't use Pepsodent.
Oh, that was Bloody Mary from South Pacific. I should have realised that. I played Billis in South Pacific.
Did you? Did you have the boat tattooed on your stomach? And
I was just going to tell you that the final night, I used to have this young lady called Maria. You probably know her, Maria. Very long name. And she used to paint the boat in. And it was the afternoon before the evening. And she'd drawn this boat, very nice. But when it came to the evening, at the end of the performance, and it was like, you know, you hand your libs in and all the rest of it, I went to wipe it off as I normally do. She'd done it in permanent marker.
A memento of the show for
Oh,
you.
My Lord, I had it for about a week. It's ridiculous. Anyway, that was South Pacific and Bloody Mary. Now, last week you spoke about Broadway, and I want to compare, because I've never been to Broadway. Is it very similar to the West End, or is it different? Is it one street, whereas ours are spread out over London, or is it?
No, it's much like London. They're spread out over a number of streets, all condensed in and around Times Square primarily.
Right,
but yeah, just like London, there and everywhere. There are two or three streets where you get a little bit like Shaftesbury Avenue, where there's a succession of theatres together, but then there'll be odd ones out on a little bit of a satellite.
Oh, I see. And the audiences, are they different to a UK audience?
I think that audiences are becoming more homogenised, more similar. On Broadway, a star comes onto the stage for the first time and everybody stands up and standing ovation and applause just for them appearing on stage.
Yes.
That hasn't come into the West End too much, although I have been in a couple of West End audiences where people have done that and applauded when someone comes on. It's very interesting that when you go into a Broadway theatre, you literally just walk straight into the theatre off the street. There's not the same thing in terms of selling big souvenir programmes. Everybody gets a playbill on their seat, so you've got a rundown of the cast list and information that's handed out free as part and parcel of going to the theatre. Yeah, which is great. Theatre etiquette, pretty similar to the UK.
I'm finding
that. Not quite as good as it should be.
Yeah, but I'm finding now that it seems to be in the West End that as soon as that last note's played, everyone's on their feet, whether it's good or not.
Yeah, and it's a shame, really, because if you give a standing ovation to everything, when something really is superb,
what do you do?
There's nowhere else to go.
That's it.
Yeah.
And the other ones is these jukebox ones where they, at the last song, they all get everyone up to jump about and sing. So they've got the standing ovation.
Ovation before, yeah, without having to ask for it.
That's it. And there's someone in the sort of back wings going, taking photographs.
And the other thing, it's a bit like sheep, isn't it? That if you want to see the performers take their bows, if the people in front of you stand up, yes, you've got no option but to stand up. Otherwise, you miss it all, and all you see is their backs. So all of a sudden, the entire audience is up on their feet giving a standing ovation. Not necessarily because they want to, but because they have to if they want to see what's going on.
What's your thoughts? Let us know. It's musicals@btinternet.com. Jackson, the musical, Smooth Criminal. Do you think they're going to do other musicals about Fred the Butcher?
There'll be lots more yet still to come. Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a good show. It's in the West End, as far as I know, at the moment.
I haven't seen it yet, so... Must get there.
Must get there. Time to do this.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
If you've just tuned in and don't know what this feature is, where have you been? I asked the experts three questions, all related around theatre, and one... We've only got one expert today, because the other half is in New Zealand.
No, it's half an expert. The one and a half is not yet back with us.
Well, you did well last week. You got two out of three.
Oh, that's because I knew the answers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That does help.
No, I don't mean I knew them beforehand. A question is difficult if you don't know what the answer is. It's easy if you do, you know.
Yeah. Do you want to borrow my shovel? Okay, here we go. Question one. Okay. What is the job of Nikons in Legally Blonde? Nikons, Nikons, in Legally Blonde. What is the job?
Pass.
Question two. In Hamilton, how many fundamental truths does Angelica realise at the exact same time?
Pass.
I've done well this week. In Rock of Ages, Lonnie Drew...
Pass. No, come on. In Rock of Ages, I did see Rock of Ages recently, actually, an Andran performance.
Okay. In Rock of Ages, Lonnie, Drew, Denise, and Sherry all work in what bar?
Oh, I can't remember the name of the bar.
Can you help him out, please?
Oh, dear. You see, I peaked last week.
You did peak last week. And I thought, well, I'll try my hardest to make sure you couldn't get it this week. If you can help Alistair out, it's musicals@btinternet.com. Still to come, our tour at 22.
Soon you can go, but while you're working this place I'm pacing round, until you're home, safe and sound. Fare thee well, but be back soon. Who can tell where danger's lurking? Do not forget this tune. Be back soon. Soon. You can go, but bring back plenty of pocket handkerchiefs. And you should be clever thieves. Whip it quick and be back soon. There's a sixpence here for 20. Ain't that a lovely tune? Be back soon.
Our pockets are locked up.
Watch your gold
that shone upon the hour.
Cheerio, but be back soon. I don't know, somehow I'll miss you. I love you, that's why I say cheerio, not goodbye. Don't be gone long, be back soon. Give me one long last look, bless you. Remember our old tune. Be back soon.
We must disappear, we'll be back here today. Perhaps tomorrow, we'll miss you too.
It's sad but true that parting is such sweet sorrow.
The original West End production. Do you think you might go and see Oliver?
The current one? Yes. I have seen it, yes. You've I went to see it a couple of weeks ago, yes.
That's the one with Matthew Bourne that did all the choreography, isn't
and
it?
Simon Lipkin plays Fagin, and what a stellar performance.
Really?
Is. Yeah, it's fantastic. He plays it unlike any Fagin you might have seen before, which is so refreshing. He's wily, he's a bit of a wheeler dealer type character. He's very funny, but there's still a vulnerability to him. But absolutely, when he did reviewing the situation, the audience just absolutely lapped it up. He's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Worth going to see for Simon Lipkin alone, but the rest of the cast, equally superb. Beautiful staging. I thoroughly enjoyed it. For a show that I've seen so many times, I thought, am I really going to be excited by this? I came out thinking that was a really good evening's entertainment.
Brilliant. Yes, because the choreography is a lot different. There's a lot more dance.
I think in some respects they've taken it back to something more like the original in certain areas, and certainly in terms of some of the staging. The staging is beautiful, yeah. But and lovely touches that Bill Sykes' dog, you don't see the dog, but you do see the shadow of the dog going across the stage. And it's just lovely. It's sort of very atmospheric when you do things like that. It's, good.
And is he mean, Bill Sykes?
Bill Sykes, very interesting interpretation. Not what you would typically imagine a Bill Sykes to be at all. Oh, so it's a very different take.
Very good. Because he doesn't look... I saw the sort of the Royal Variety performance. and Fagin, he didn't look like a Fagin, did he?
I didn't see the Royal Variety performance.
But you saw him in Oliver.
But I saw him on Oliver.
He looks like a different Fagin.
And he plays it very differently.
Very good.
But brilliantly.
Okay, and do you know, where's it on?
Yes.
You remember what theatre he went to? No. Okay. Well, if you know, let us know. It's musicals@btinternet.com, but it's a good show to see. And number of stars would you give out of five?
It's very definitely a four.
Right.
Possibly nudging at five, but yeah, definitely up there.
So there we are. We'll find out where it's on next.
The rain's got to fall, let it fall on Maidstone, Hoxton, Oakston, anywhere but Folkestone. Folkestone's the place where it's got to be fine, 'cause that's where I'm meeting my girl. What if I start to get dreamy, just supposing her ma should see me, trying to woo her daughter, kneeling in a puddle of water. The rain's got to fall, let it fall on Thursday, Saturday, Friday, any day but my day. My day's the day when it's got to be fine, 'cause that's when I'm meeting my girl.
Sandwiches.
Soggy?
Or the ground to become too...
boggy.
Nothing is quite so dismal
as a party when the weather's abysmal.
If the rain's got to fall, let it fall on Greatstone, Dymchurch, Dover, hope it passes over, Ramsgate or Rye, keep the ball of
not on the waiter.
But if the rain's got to fall, please, sir, please let it fall.
Somewhere over Thanet.
Oh, how I miss the new way that we could manage. I'm falling right here because we're just in Hillary's ground. If the rain,
from the 2016 cast recording of Half Sixpence, that was If the Rain's Gotta Fall.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky song. above, but
shall
not for
we
me.
Dance
with love to lead the way, I found more skies of gray than any Russian slave could guarantee.
A fool to fall and get that
cares my whole alas,
and also lackadays. If
I can't dismiss the memory of a kiss,
you'd better dance,
I guess. Began so well, but what an end. This is the time a fella needs a friend, when every happy plot ends in a marriage knot. But there's no
another great show tune on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin, wipe off that full-out outlook, slap on a happy grin, and spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Face. And if you're feeling cross and bickerish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you'll feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me. Now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face.
Birdie and put on a happy face. I'm trying. I've got coat hangers in, everything. Before that was But Not For Me from an American in Paris here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Yeah. I like Bye Bye Birdie. It's got some really good swing
songs.
Yeah,
it's songs, great fun show. Yeah.
Is it an old show?
It is. Gosh. When was it written? 60s?
I think so. Because I remember Dick Van Dyke was in the film, wasn't he? Where they put on the happy face when it. Yeah, I'm talking sense. Well, why are you looking up on your fancy gadget?
Let's just check when it came out, yes, first.
Okay, you do that, and then I'll remind the folks we're going to give you the answers to the three questions that you fouled miserably on this week. We're not going to mince our words. And also, it was at the Gielgud Theatre, wasn't it?
It was the Gielgud, yes. Yeah, or it is.
Oliver. It is. Yeah. Absolutely right. Okay, you ready for the answers then?
Indeed.
Okay.
Go for it.
Question one, what is the job of Nikons in Legally Blonde? People at home and listening will know he was a pool boy, as in swimming pool.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. In Hamilton, how many fundamental truths does Angelica realise at the exact same time? Going to have a guess? It's under five, between one and five.
Three.
Spot on. And question three, in Rock of Ages, Lonnie, Drew, Denise and Sherry, or Dennis and Sherry, all worked in what bar to do with think of a biscuit. We got that lovely little chocolate cream in the middle there.
The Bourbon.
Yes, the Bourbon Rooms.
Right.
There we are. That was the RC Experts. If you've got questions to set.
I think this is a misdescription, experts.
If you've got some questions to set, then please send them through to musicals at BT.net.
Or if you want to write in and complain that there are no experts in the studio.
I just pressed the buttons. 22's coming next.
Of lovers whose love used to fill me, and the lovers who will be. For you see, love is one thing I do well. Come, let's believe love can be just as sweet as it seems. Let's live on dreams.
Sorry, before you give that back and answer that one, you don't like that show at all, do you?
I love that show.
Go on, what was it?
It's from the Scarlet Pimpernel, and that was Storybook.
Where's that feature in the show?
Right at the very beginning.
Ah, yes. Very good. Yes, one of your favourite shows,
Alex. It is indeed, yes.
Okay, time for our tour at 22, Governor.
It is, and this week we are going back to the future. So we've got two numbers from the show, so many that we could have picked, but the two we've got for you today are For the Dreamers, but to begin with, Johnny Be Good.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on grease paint and stage lights.
Okay, so what, this one's an oldie? Well, it's an oldie where I come from. Okay, so this is a blues riff in B-flat. Watch me for the changes and, yeah, try to keep up, okay? They stood a log cabin made of earth and wood. Well, if the country boy named Johnny Be Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play guitar like he's ringing a bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny Be Good. Be a man, and you will be the leader of a big old band. Now many people coming from miles around to hear you play our music when the sun comes down. Maybe someday your name will be in lights, seeing Johnny Be Good tonight. Go, go! Guess you guys aren't ready for that yet, but your kids are gonna love it.
You're in the middle of this week's Two at 22.
So this one's for the dreamers, whoever tried to make it, though very few ever break through. We celebrate them when they do. Lionize them, call them great, ticker tape parade them. But this one's for the dreamers, who strive to be a winner, go as far as they can take it, even if they don't quite make it. This one's for the dreamers, let's hear it for the dreamers, who never stop believing. One grain of sand becomes a pearl, a great idea can change the world. They can see what others don't, try things others won't. So this one's for the dreamers, who live on inspiration, go as far as they can take it, even if they don't quite make it. This one's for the dreamers. And I know what it's like to be misunderstood, and I know how it feels to be told you're no good. But I couldn't give up, no, I never would. My people just took advantage of me, my distractions just consumed me. But for everyone that gets it right, thousands more keep up the fight. They burn the fires deep
just disappear, and we never hear of them. So this one's for the dreamers who have the guts to risk it,
to take a chance on what they think. Can't stare them down because they don't blink. Ridicule them, call them out. No one sees what they're about. Yes, this one's for the dreamers whose names we don't remember. They were close but no cigar, and we don't know who they are. This one's for the dreamers. This one's for the dreamers.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Second star to the right shines in the night for you, to tell you that the dreams you plan really can come true. The second star to the right shines with a light so red, and if it's Neverland you need, this light will lead you there.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, so we'll know where you are. Gleaming in the skies above, lead us to the land we dream of.
And when our journey is through, each time we say goodnight, we'll thank the
Peter Pan, the second star on the right here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, and Alistair Woodgate. So, a reminder of the lyrical challenge, please.
Here we go. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray.
If you know what it is, it's music. I can't speak now. It's so emotional. Musicals at btinternet.com. Dear Evan Hansen, I mean, that's one of those shows with a meaning, isn't it? A bit like Little Big Things, and there's some sort of story involved. Do you think there's going to be another one of those?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They'll come along like buses every now and again.
Because there's one, I think, about dementia, isn't it? The Notebook. There's a musical.
I don't know that.
That's coming up. Well, perhaps we'll feature it in future shows. Anyway, still to come, the answer to this week's lyrical challenge. You've heard it. If you know what it is, get in quick.
Slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. I give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share, no, I got nothing to say. Step out, step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out, step out of the sun, because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. Oh, I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I to appear while I'm watching people pass. I'm waiting through a window.
step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watch, watch, watching people pass. Falling in a forest and there's nobody around. Do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear. While I watch, watch, watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? Is anybody waving? Waving, waving. Oh.
Where musicals matter. Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So it looks like we've come to the end of another 60 minutes.
Damn, whiz by, doesn't it?
Do you know what's good about the end of this show, though?
Go on.
Next week, Julie will be back.
She will indeed, yes, after her travels.
And because you can't hear the programme, because she's in New Zealand at the moment, if you have some questions that are New Zealand unique, that no one else would know if they...
Bit of New Zealand theatre. Let's see if we can catch Julia out on theatre questions from...
Well, I remember our Christmas show and I said, what sort of Christmas songs do they play in New Zealand? She said, same as they play in the UK.
Absolutely.
That was the end of that. Okay, the answer to this week's lyrical challenge, but before we get there, I'm Mark Bilsby.
I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer is...
It is from Guys and Dolls, Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
Give me the dice! And give me room. You've seen me roll for 100 G's, but I got a little more than dough riding on this one. They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fellow you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck, let a gentleman see,
luck, let a gentleman see
how nice a dame you can be.
How nice a dame you can be.
I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck,
be a lady with me.
A lady wouldn't flirt with strangers. She'd have a heart, she'd have a soul. A lady wouldn't make little snake eyes at me when I bet my life on this roll. So let's keep the party polite.
So let's keep the party polite.
Never get out of my sight.
Never get out of my sight.
Stick with me, baby, I'm the fellow you came in with. Luck be a lady.
Luck be a lady.
Luck be a lady.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.